Lecture 2, First Civilizations in Anatolia.
This is our second lecture in the series of Civilizations of Ancient Asia Minor. And in this lecture, I wish to take us from a Neolithic village to the beginnings of the first literate civilization in the peninsula of Asia Minor, the Hittite Empire. And in order to achieve this, we will be looking largely at archaeological evidence and analysis done by anthropologists, because we're operating largely in a world without writing. We have some writing from the later Hittite period discussing the origins of their kings and of their gods, but fundamentally we're in a world of archaeology and anthropology for this lecture. The second point I want to make very clear is all of us have studied Western civilization courses, courses on ancient history, and very frequently we've been told that Sumer, that is ancient Mesopotamia, lower Iraq today, was the cradle of civilization. And it was. In that region emerged the first cities, the beginnings of writing, and intensive agriculture based on irrigation, which allowed large populations to be sustained, for cities to be supported, and with cities, all of the specialized crafts and professionals that we associate with urban life. It was literate, it was urban, it would be cities ranging from 25,000 to 50,000 sometime by 3000 BC. And the best guess now is by 3500 BC you have real cities in lower Iraq in Sumer. But if Sumer was the cradle of civilization, and its influences radiated out to Egypt, to the Indus Valley, and some would even argue China, nonetheless, what made that civilization, that urban-based civilization, possible were the so-called Neolithic villagers and the Neolithic villages that populated the Near East for centuries before those cities. And foremost among them are communities in Asia Minor, particularly Shatal Huyuk, where we'll be spending a great deal of time. And these sites saw the transition from migratory pastoral life, from hunting, to agriculture. And it also was in these villages, in these sites, that certain technological breakthroughs took place in ceramics, metalwork, which allowed those first urban achievements that we see in Sumer. So in a way, what we're looking at is the very villages that gave birth to that cradle of civilization, Sumer. And there are several points that we have to keep in mind, and that is the nature of the Anatolian or the Asia Minor plateau. That plateau, which I discussed in the last lecture, which is always in competition between pastoral and agricultural, that plateau is ideal in certain locations for farming. Especially the region around modern Konya, ancient Iconium, which is later to be the site of the first Turkish civilization. That region is ideal volcanic ash, which is washed off from the mountain nearby, Hasan Dah, ancient Dictamus. And there, agriculture was extremely easy. And the newest studies push back the origins of agriculture in that region 7, 8,000 B.C., so in what would be south central part of the Anatolian plateau, the interior of Asia Minor, is one core area where you have early farming. Recent excavations, primarily done by American anthropologists, farther east, east of the Euphrates, in eastern Turkey today, which in historical times was part of the greater Armenian world, they have pushed back the first domestication of animals and plants even further. As early as 11,000 B.C. And in eastern Turkey, the transition from migratory life, from pastoral or hunting, food gathering, as you would call it, to settled life took place quite early, the domestication of berries and nuts. And this took more the form of women, and we have no proof for it, but it's probably true, women observing that if you scattered the seeds and came back to the same location the next year, you would see the plants. They pretty much figured out that we could actually plant these, and then they begin selecting those plants or strands which are better food producing. And that occurs in eastern Turkey somewhere between 11 and 9,000 B.C., and it's a supplement. It's a supplement to a hunter-gatherer society.